over there on the Hill, a very successful businessman, owner of Nojame Tool Company, Inc., of Waterbury. He has really gone out and hired folks and trained them. And he was a little upset. I don't know if you saw the story. Dan did in the Waterbury American. And he just said that the governor was saying things that were not true. And we've got him with us.
Well, joining us in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, Salim, good morning.
Good morning, as Brad would say.
Yes. And as you wrote in your letter to the editor, the governor's down in Washington talking about apprentice programs, and yet he vetoed a bill which you had proposed that would have expanded apprenticeships. How about talking about that?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, allow me first just to make a disclaimer. The company I work for, Nojame Tool Company, is a C corporation. We are allowed to have apprentices working for us with journeymen to grow them. And I feel so passionate about it because over the years we have taken kids who otherwise would not have a chance for a career. We gave them an opportunity to learn, to improve themselves, and to earn some really good money. We're not talking about the $15 an hour here. We're talking about some very good money, and we're talking about full health insurance, dental, prescription, everything. So the matter of the fact is, because I'm so passionate about it, I introduced it in the General Assembly year after year, and in so far is expanding it to other corporations such as Pass-Through and LLC. This past year, it passed the House, both houses, unanimously, but the governor vetoed the bill.
Why?
I have no idea. No idea why the governor vetoed the bill. He had a veto message on it because they were afraid that pass-through organizations take the money with them home rather than keeping it within the factory and within the corporation. So we overrode his veto in the House. And then it went up to the Senate. And the day of the override, I was going up and down, up and down, up and down to make sure that I'm lobbying for it, for the Senate to take it up. But the governor's people were calling the senators one after one, asking them not to take it up, because the governor, for some reason, did not want that bill, so the bill died. However, all of a sudden, I am hearing that the governor is going down to Washington to be the keynote speaker at the Hilton Hotel on Connecticut Avenue, in the Apprenticeship Forward, which was May 4th and May 5th. And I'll tell you exactly what the goal of that conference is. It's a national conference, I'm reading, national conference that will help chart a path toward a future where millions more American workers and businesses reap the benefits of high-performing apprenticeship system built through the collaboration of the public, private, and philanthropic sectors. And that's exactly what we're doing in Connecticut, what we're trying to do in Connecticut. He vetoed it, but yeah, he went to Washington to be a keynote speaker in support of it. You can't make it up. You can't make it up, as Dan would say. I just can't understand. Maybe I am missing something, but I can't because it's all in front of me.
Well, here's what you wrote.
Clear.
Salim, here's for our audience, here's how you concluded your letter to the editor. How sad that a politician can speak from both sides of the mouth, make himself look good in the eyes of strangers who have no knowledge of his record, and get away with it.
Yes, and that's exactly what you're right, Dan. You're reading from my letter to the editor to the Waterbury Republican
right.
America. I can't understand how he does something here in Connecticut, and then he goes outside our state, and then just exactly does the opposite.
You know something, Salim? What I can't understand is why would somebody be against this? This is taking young people, and you and I have talked about this for a long time.
Many times, you're right.
Taking young people that many probably wouldn't be able to get into this field, and you train them, you pay them, and they become somebody.
And you know something? We don't just throw them on the shop floor. We put them to be mentored by a tool maker, in our case, who is earning, quite honestly, $33 an hour. So it's not that we are just throwing them down on the shop floor and say, go sweep. We are putting them on machines that are all computerized. We send them to school to learn on computers and to be able to understand the software, and then we train them to become tomorrow's leaders. As a matter of fact, honestly, we have 12 here who are functioning and working at Nujaim Tool Company that came through the apprenticeship training program.
Wow.
And you know the money they are making and the wealth that they are spreading in our community? They have families, they bought homes, they go out to restaurants, they have health care, which we don't have to, you know, wait for the government to give them. And really, they have good future, and they work in a very, very clean environment. Why would our governor veto it, and then he goes in support of it outside our state? It just boggles my mind.
Again, Salim, again, what would HB 5636 have done?
HB 5636, which I introduced alongside with Senator John Hartley and Representative Jeffrey Berger, what it would do is would expand the apprenticeship training program tax credit to LLC corporations and sub-S corporations. Not only manufacturing. It could be culinary. It could be welding. It could be auto mechanics. It could be gardening. It could be anything where people would learn to pick up a skill and to learn a skill.
Wow.
So I am not only being a proponent of manufacturing. I am a proponent for helping kids who otherwise would not have a chance to grow and succeed in life. And then, at the same time, you give businesses a tax credit for taking one of your quality people to help them train. It costs money to help them train, not just throw them into a shop. And then the governor vetoed it. God bless him. I have no idea what he's thinking.
Well, that's why we wanted you on the program, Salim. I didn't understand it. Dan certainly didn't, so I'm just delighted that you joined the two of us this morning.
Anytime, I would love to go to your program and host your program like I used to do. Anytime, my friend.
Well, listen, we'll take you up on that offer.
Yes, you become my guest, I'll become your host.
What a guy. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks, Salim.
God bless you. 7:30.